brought to you by XMWX Satellite Weather. XMWX Satellite Weather is as vital as vision. Never fly blind again when you add XMWX Satellite Weather to your onboard electronics suite today. Come see what the latest XMWX Satellite Weather has to offer at EAA AirVenture 2010, booth 3037.
Hi, this is Jeff Van West reporting from AirVenture 2010, and I'm standing next to Ben Kowalski, who's the Director of Aviation OEM Sales for Garmin. And Ben, Garmin has announced the ESP, or Electronic Stability and Protection System. Now, pilots tend to bristle at the thought of somebody controlling their airplane for them. Tell me, in a nutshell, what is this ESP?
Yeah, Jeff, first and foremost, at no time does ESP take control from the pilot. ESP is an electronic monitoring and exceedance monitoring technology that works in the background whenever the pilot is hand-flying the aircraft. So, yeah, rest assured, we are not taking control from the pilot at all. What we're actually doing is providing another level of safety to kind of monitor the aircraft's flight envelope, for example, and make sure that if they happen to exceed one of those, we can provide a righting force in the direction back towards the kind of prescribed flight envelope.
All right, so let's suppose that a pilot's flying IFR, they're hand-flying, they're in the clouds, they look down at the chart, and the plane begins to roll and dive at the same time, a very slow roll and dive. What is ESP going to do?
Yeah, that's a good point. So the key point there, and I want to continue to stress that, is ESP is working when the pilot is hand-flying the aircraft. So although the aircraft does have to have a Garmin autopilot, ESP is only working when the autopilot is off. The autopilot and ESP are mutually exclusive. So in your example, you said the pilot was hand-flying, and they potentially started banking, and the aircraft pitched down. What ESP does is we have limits in bank and pitch and airspeed set in. So if they bank past, for example, 45 degrees, they'll start to feel a gentle righting force in the actual control stick. So the control stick will start, they'll feel a resistance force, and the control stick will be pushing itself back towards level flight. And as well, if they pitch down, once they get pitched down past a certain number of degrees, they'll feel a righting force where the stick's trying to push the, you know, increase the pitch attitude. In addition, if the airspeed's approaching their VNE or VMMO, the aircraft will always also begin to pitch up. But the thing to remember there also is at any time, the pilot can easily overpower. Although you'll feel the force in the stick, you can push through that if you really want a steeper bank or a steeper pitch angle. At no time does it take control from the pilot.
Is there any way to disable the system entirely so you don't have to override it while you're flying?
Yeah, absolutely. So the short answer is it depends on the specific implementation by the aircraft manufacturer. But Garmin provides a handful of different options. One, you can go into one of the aux pages, for example, and turn it off before the flight if you don't want it at all. Also, you can either use the autopilot disconnect or you can use the control wheel steering while you're flying. So if you feel ESP kind of push on you, you can use either of those disconnect switch, and it interrupts ESP. So that control force, that righting force, will go away from the stick, and as soon as you let go of CWS or of the autopilot disconnect, it'll come right back on.
Is there any kind of stall protection built into the system?
And so it depends. ESP can support a particular type of stall protection, but the aircraft also has to have an angle of attack or a lift sensor.
Now, you mentioned disabling the system. Is there any kind of an alert to the pilot that the system's disabled? Or while I'm asking it, what kind of alert comes up to tell the pilot that the system's engaged other than feeling something in the stick?
Yeah, excellent questions. The answer is there are no oral alerts for ESP. So ESP is truly operating in the background. All you're going to feel is you're going to feel a gentle and an increasingly strong righting force get further away from what the prescribed flight envelope is. You'll feel a gentle righting force and an increasing righting force back towards level flight, but you will not have any oral indications. The only time you'll hear audio is if there's this neat, really neat feature that we're developing into ESP, where if the aircraft senses that ESP has been activated for a certain amount of time over the last, let's say, 20 seconds, it will actually, or it has the capability to actually engage the autopilot in the level mode, which is, 0 degrees bank and 0 VSI. So we can actually say, oh my goodness, you know what, ESP's been kicking on quite a bit. I'm guessing maybe the pilot's disoriented. We're going to kick the autopilot on into a level mode.
Ben, if the pilot were to feel the system engage and there's a pressure and they just completely let go of the controls, will it bring the aircraft back to level flight or not?
Yeah, that's a great question. So, and I'm glad you brought that up. So ESP does not return the aircraft specifically to level flight. ESP provides a righting force towards level flight. So, for example, if you exceed your limit, your bank limit, ESP is going to push you back towards level flight. But as soon as it gets back within the prescribed limits, let's say 30 degrees of bank when it's coming back through, the aircraft, if it was trimmed, you know, out of trim, out of aileron trim, it will then move itself right back towards, you know, exceeding the bank envelope there.
What kind of limits are in the system for overstress to prevent it from, say, pulling too many Gs or maybe to engage in the wrong phase of flight? I mean, you might not want it to come in when you're making a turn to final for landing, say.
So those are good questions. A couple things. ESP is... implementations can vary, and it's still in the certification process, but currently set up to be completely disengaged within 200 feet AGL. So we can use our terrain database. So anytime we know that the aircraft is greater than 200 feet above the ground, it will be on. And yes, oh, the other question was, can you overstress the aircraft? You know, the G1000, one of the benefits of being a truly integrated flight deck, an integrated glass cockpit, is we can sense everything. So we know what the G loads are on the aircraft. And, for example, in a high-speed pullout, we only pull out enough to ensure that we're below or we're staying below the appropriate G limit so we don't overstress the aircraft when we're pulling out from a high-speed deviation.
So ESP is available through the OEMs for certain G1000 and G3000 systems. Will it be available for any other Garmin systems?
Yeah, at this point in time, ESP is going to be available for aircraft that have a G3000 or G1000 integrated flight deck with Garmin's autopilot. So our other systems at this time, G600, G500, those in G3X do not currently use a Garmin autopilot. So ESP at this point in time is not available for those.
Ben, I got to ask here, these autopilot systems and enhancement systems are getting more and more sophisticated. You know, what are we looking towards in the future here? Are we going to see Autoland and Garmin-equipped GAA airplanes at some point?
Yeah, you know, the Garmin's mission statement is to enrich the lives of our customers. And we believe we do that by putting out products that make aviation more enjoyable and, first and foremost, safer. You know, we brought synthetic vision to the market. Now we're bringing ESP to the market. So what I will say is we're always working on new things.
Well, that's fair enough. Thanks a lot. I'm Jeff Van West talking from AirVenture 2010 with Ben Kowalski of Garmin.